And then we heard from Holly Golightly by request, and that was by request from our special guests. How you guys doing?
Good, how are you?
Good. We've got Dan.
I recognize him.
It's Dan.
I know it's
from
Dan.
From Dan and Jay's Comedy Hour.
Hello.
And, of course, Ari. Yeah, sorry, I was going to say Ari. I'm sorry. A-R-I is pronounced Ari. You've also been known to collaborate with the boys on the Comedy Hour. Welcome. Thank you. You didn't have to. You shouldn't have. Thank you.
We have a box of fudge to eat.
And also a box of brackish water.
Is that a salamander in there? The brackish water is just to store the snails.
You don't need to butter us up with brackish water, but thank you.
Well, what you do is you cover your fudge in brackish water, and it doesn't get exposed to oxygen, and it doesn't go bad as quickly. It's an old wives' trick.
Yep.
I know that.
Saltwater taffy. It's science right there.
Argon gas on wine.
Dan and Jay's Comedy Hour popped up on my radar when I found out they were trying to release the world's smallest comedy album.
Yes.
Yeah. How'd that go for you?
Pretty good. We sold a few of them now. It's 1.7 centimeters in size.
Not the previously aforementioned 1.2.
So
no.
Is this on vinyl?
No, it's...
It's on whatever type of plastic is used to create a mini SD card.
Oh, wow. The future's wild, man.
The future is now.
He's producing little sleeves.
What?
So, you know, you get in a sleeve that's 1.7.
Who's he?
That's cute.
Jason.
Oh, he's the J.
He's the J of the Dan and Jason.
Yeah, gotcha.
Right. He's not mythical.
He can't be here. He lives in a mythical town called La.
La.
Yeah.
So this would be a cute album to purchase so you could put in your dollhouse.
Absolutely.
Like, oh, look, Barbie has an album.
Exactly. Barbie's first comedy album.
And it's probably filthy.
Oh,
absolutely.
If I know Barbie's taste.
1.7 centimeters. How could I play it if I got my hands on it?
It's a micro SD card.
Okay, in English, please. What is an SD card? What is that for me? For
that's
total
like the,
techno no idiots.
That's like
me.
That little card you put in your phone to get a little more memory, or you have little readers for your computer or your cameras or your other electronics.
Phone and computer. I know what those are, so this is good. So it's like a little tiny floppy disk?
Like a little memory, yes.
Okay. So it's like a
100% true.
It's like a Walkman.
Is it like one of these?
No.
But small?
It's like what they would put inside of that, only you can
Okay, so it's the thing that goes in the memory stick. So it's the world's smallest comedy album that we know of. Have you contacted Guinness?
They did not contact us back.
Yet.
I know it.
And I stress yet.
I have that same thing going with them. Yeah.
It's Christmas.
I have the record for the most Cheetos eaten orally while publicly speaking.
Very nice.
They're busy over at Guinness.
I say orally for reasons. Obvious reasons.
Obvious reasons.
Well, you have to specify, because they've got at least several different ways of...
Thanks to Uncle Dick Cheney and the pride of Wyoming.
So I feel like we've wasted enough time with the technical side of what an SD card is.
Well, sorry, I was going to ask my next question.
What's on that SD card?
A comedy album.
Okay.
But wait, what's the process like? So you email Guinness, you go knock on their door, door, it says Guinness on it?
I believe he emailed.
Yeah.
We haven't yet taken a road trip to Guinness headquarters.
Okay.
Just in...
Don't drink and drive.
I believe they have...
Don't steal my jokes.
Sorry.
I believe they have an outpost in the mountains somewhere you have to go to where they keep everything. Like, it's got like one of those giant record library things. You know, you go in, they got the ladders and the...
Outpost in the mountains, yes.
The Transylvanian Alps, my friends.
Yes. And
must have mustache this large to enter.
Yeah, right, and you have to hike up there, and then they're like, enter...
We do wish you luck dealing with the Guinness bureaucracy.
It's a lot of red tape.
And what is on the comedy album?
Comedy, mostly.
Oh, good. Holiday-themed comedy?
Holiday-themed comedy.
So when did you and Jay get started in comedy?
1993.
Ooh.
When we were 13 years old.
Kids.
I got some cassette tapes from that era that are the biggest ones of their time.
I could make you a mixed CD. Well, actually, no, not in 93. Not in 93.
That is mixed tape territory, my friend.
Where'd you guys grow up?
Upstate New York, in a town called Lawrence.
Lawrence?
Lawrence.
Like,
as in, it belongs to Lauren. Lawrence.
Oh, Lawrence, New York, upstate. I hear it's lovely there.
Yeah, there's like a population of 1,700 if you count all the boonies.
Right. Nice. What's the closest major metropolitan area or something
the
like
that?
The
most familiar place, about a half-hour drive from there, is Cooperstown, New York, which is where the Baseball Hall of Fame is.
Mm.
That still doesn't usually help people.
I'm the baseball nerd here,
oh,
so I
go.
Simultaneously put my hand on my heart and saluted in the direction of Cooperstown. Wait, no. There we go. This is the right direction. I wish you guys could see this.
Oh, the phone's lighting up. It's going to be somebody who's like, I believe it's pronounced Cooperstown.
Cooperstown? Again, I can't.
Again,
I can't get to the phone right now. Thank you for calling. They'll get
it
you
It was probably
in the
questions
line.
For Dan.
I know.
Like,
well,
yeah. People want to know things
like,
about
how
me?
Are you putting up with these two?
I don't know how to push that button, my friend, and I apologize for that. So
since 1993, do you feel like you guys have come a long way? Or do you listen to the old stuff? And you're like, no, this is the same.
Same jokes?
Yep, uh-huh.
That's funny, because like, that's what we do.
Don't you hate multiplication tables?
Oh, man.
We met in 2003, and we're still doing the same jokes.
Same bits.
Same bits.
Yeah.
We actually have a podcast, the Dan and Jay's Comedy Hour podcast, and it started as just, when I moved to Idaho, we kind of started separating a little bit. You know,
sure.
We're both busy people.
Going off in the world to do separate things.
And it's, you know.
Marrying different people.
Yeah,
working at different jobs.
Like, we had originally intended to marry the same people and just didn't happen that way.
Sure.
And so.
I hear you.
We were, you know, and you know, you want to do that, like, at least a weekly phone call, right?
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we just, you know,
check
it's
in
always
with your bro.
Like, oh, well, maybe next time. We don't have time this week. So then what you do is you schedule a podcast.
Yeah.
Use. Come up with some very, very thin reason for a podcast.
A thin premise.
And mostly just use it, you know, to shoot, you know. And so
but
the very thin premise of this is we go over our old comedy.
Yeah, and you sort of break it down, tear it up, examine it, get back into it.
And talk about everything else we can think of while doing
it. When you were 13, you kind of did, like, write sketch comedy and record it and so on?
Not so much write.
Right?
We thought that you could just do the comedy.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
The people don't write it down.
No.
You don't plan it, edit it. You just...
That's actually how we do this show every week.
So. Yeah, absolutely.
I forbid any writing utensils within 100 yards of the studio.
If I bring a note, he points it out at me like, what?
What is that?
Letters shaped into sentences.
Planned spontaneity, not on my watch.
Absolutely not.
He's a genius. I'm no fun. It's well documented.
You have to have a straight man.
Dan and Jay's
and
Comedy
you're
Hour.
Close.
Well, I get,
he has his moments.
I get down the road a little. Dan and Jay's Comedy Hour presents their first comedy album. It's Ho Christmas Tree, filled with Christmas themed comedy sketches featuring guest performances by James Urbaniak, Philip Proctor, Jeremy Guskin, Alan Ruckert, and a slew of other comedy folks. There is a download available. You can find out more at stolendress.com. What is this, Stolen Dress? What is this?
That's a production company that Jay's put together.
Uh-huh.
A lot of different people have kind of joined up with that, and they try to kind of help people centralize, you know, people that he knows, friends, acquaintances, you know, co-stars and things.
Can I sign up?
Absolutely. Give him a call.
I mean, I need a dress.
If you can figure out that button, give him a call.
Stolendress.com/DJCS.
It's ho.stolendress.com. We'll get you directly to the album.
Oh.
Whoa.
DanandJay.com will get you to our podcast. I'm sorry for that.
What?
I apologize ahead of time.
And also, he has another podcast that is starting to really blow up called Comedy on Vinyl. Where he gets guest stars on and they discuss comedy.
I think that's how I
on a vinyl on couch. Vinyl.
I think that's how I think that's how I. I think that's how I accidentally found it.
Yes, and that's part of how he's met some of the people that kind of, you know, the names that people actually know that are on our album, like James Urbaniak and Philip Proctor.
See,
and,
I accidentally
comedy on vinyl.
I accidentally went to the internet to find out that there was someone here making internet comedy here in Boise.
Yeah. See? It's a weird world.
The internet is a big place full of numbskulls like me. So
yeah.
We're going to hear some of that Dan and Jay's Comedy Hour coming up in a minute. What was that? Sorry.
Did I just like how you're mystified with SD cards and the internet.
I am.
These modern things.
Get off my lawn.
Yeah, you remind me of my grandma.
I don't know how to put gas in my car.
What?
Would you? Yeah, like, well, but I love you for it.
Well, I just don't know. I don't know.
Pay someone else to do it.
I don't know. I'll give my grandson $2 and he'll do it for me.
Someone help me with a telephone button.
Exactly. Again, back to our call center stories. We were regaling each other with them.
Oh, yes.
Would you hang around for a few more minutes, Dan?
I would love to.
We're going to take a quick break and talk, do some business. And yep. Then we'll be back with more with Dan and Ari and my good friend Gabe.
So, some business in our laboratory.
Get out of my laboratory.
Alrighty then.
Barganica Basque Pub and Eatery. Serving Basque specialties and pub fare on the Basque block in downtown Boise. Lamb grinders, craft beer, and of course, croquetas. On the corner of Capitol Boulevard and Grove Street since 1991, and proud to be a supporter of Radio Boise.
Merry Christmas from the people at Synthetic Cheese. And now, Wedgie the Cheese Wedge will lead us in a prayer.
Our cheese log who art in heaven, hallowed be thy rind, thy kingdom come, thy come with nuts, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily spread.
Merry Christmas, Wedgie.
I'm praying, be quiet.
But Wedgie, your candle's melted away.
What? How long have I been here? Here, kid, take a bite.
But won't that hurt, Wedgie?
Just do it. Chop into what appears to be my skull.
Ow! What was that?
I didn't say chew. Spit it out.
Whoa.
Here we go. Just mold it. And light it.
Wow! So pretty.
Light up your Christmas this year with synthetic cheese holiday candles, scented with your favorite synthetic cheese flavors.
Spread scented, dairy scented, powdered scented, canned scent, boxed scent.
Not only scented, but also edible.
Merry Christmas from Synthetic Cheese.
Shh, I'm praying.
Okay, but I'm basically God.
Not praying to you.
Fair enough.
But Merry Christmas anyway.
Thanks.
Ho, ho! Oh, yeah, yeah, get your scarves ready, it's about to go down. Everybody load up the presents and get the reindeer ready. Yeah, stay the fuck out of our way. We're running this. Let's go. I'm on a sleigh. I'm on a sleigh. I'm on a sleigh. Everybody look at me because I'm flying on a sleigh. I'm on a sleigh. I'm on a sleigh. I'm on a sleigh. Mother, take a look at
all right. Bouncing with this. Bouncing.
Is there any other form of motion?
On a sleigh there. Radio edit, of course. We heard from Dan and Jay's Comedy Hour with On a Sleigh and Synthetic Cheese Candles, already one of my favorite products ever.
Nice.
Can you recount the flavors of the synthetic cheese candles?
I believe there was a box.
Box flavor. Box scented? Scent scented?
Scent scented, that's important.
Powdered scented? Flavored scented.
It's important. It's important that you have a good flavor scent.
You've got to have it. Yeah.
It's sort of like a mouthfeel, I think.
It's mouthfeel. Oh, yeah. It's got a great mouthfeel. It's got a flavored scent. Very cool stuff from Dan and Jay's Comedy Hour. You can learn more at stolendress.com and, what is it, danandjay.com?
Correct.
danandjay.com. Very cool. Are you guys on the old Facebook thing?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Then I'm getting out of here. Why don't you tell me what you told Gabe? What does SD card stand for?
Standard definition. And then you can get an HD. Micro HD as well. That's a high definition.
Okay. But your album,
floppy drive.
Your album's not on HD.
Well,
it's on SD.
We're trying to go old school.
Yeah. That's right. It's retro. It's throwback. It's the world's smallest comedy album that we know of. Very cool.
I'm making the world's largest. It is going to be on a double-sized 8-track tape.
Very nice.
It's 16 track, I call it.
I'm releasing my next one on Laserdisc.
Whoa.
Laserdisc never really went into fashion.
No.
Or out of fashion.
It was really only valuable for like Dragon's Lair and Space
There's
Age.
A small but dedicated following of Laserdisc purchasers out there.
I was actually reading about that recently. It was very popular in, was it Japan, I think?
Okay.
One of those countries out there. It was extremely popular.
Who was way ahead of us technologically.
Yeah.
Way ahead.
And they were like, oh.
And then they got shut down.
Yeah.
Hey,
what if we made these smaller?
So you're working with Jay on a podcast. Who are some of your favorite working comedians or comedy teams these days?
Definitely Weird Al.
I've never heard of him.
No?
No, we just heard from him, actually. We heard Christmas at Ground Zero. It's kind of a holiday tradition around these parts.
It should be.
Yeah.
It should be.
I guess he's got another one that I didn't know about called The Night Santa Went Nuts or something?
The Night Santa Went Crazy.
Went Crazy, excuse me. Mm-hmm. Sorry. How's that one?
That one's awesome.
Well, I guess I'll have to play it next year.
Yeah.
So both you and Jay, or Jason, as we call him?
Yeah, Jason, we call him.
Is it quotes with the air quotes?
Is it Jay or Jason?
Jason.
Son of Jay.
It's written in phonetic
it
writing
is written.
With
it's,
some apostrophes.
Oh, it is written.
Umlauts.
Oolong. Yeah, what do you call those?
Umlauts.
And a Oxford comma at the end.
Yeah.
But my question was if you were both heavily influenced by the same sources like Weird Al.
Yes, absolutely. Jay and I kind of became friends and comedic partners.
Yeah, let me clarify.
Over Weird Al.
That's when you make very funny love to each other.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's hilarious.
The romance came later. And also, ironically, Cheech and Chong's greatest hit. Although I think at our age, a lot of the drug humor went over heads because we're very straight edge.
Uh-huh, okay.
But that just goes to show that, despite what people say, Cheech and Chong goes beyond...
It's more than just drug humor. Well, so does Carlin, and so does Doug Benson these days.
Wearing high heels because I'm acting like a queen.
It's more than just drug humor. It's also social commentary, man.
Oh, yeah. We're just holding up a mirror to society.
Get it? Mirror?
But there's if you listen to the podcast, there's one episode where we discuss we have a radio show, and one of the guests talks about table candles, putting wax on the table and lighting it on fire.
Oh.
Very, we made it our own by saying it ourselves.
I thought you were going to say a bad word.
Yes. We made it our own by saying it ourselves.
Plagiarism's been in the news lately here in Idaho, what with the recent election cycle, Secretary of Education, etc.
Uh-huh.
So that's very timely.
I am on top of
hard-hitting
Idaho
news.
Politics.
So are we,
How
right?
How about that governor? And the other people around him.
How about them?
How does he stay on top of the news?
I don't know
like
how he
that.
Keeps up with that. I don't know. I can't keep track. Well, thanks for joining us. We'll watch for big things. I'm going to hope to get my hands on a copy of this comedy album as soon as I can get to the mailbox and see if it's there. Is that about it? Is that? I have no concept of what a centimeter looks like.
He's like, use imperial, you son of a gun.
How big is a centimeter? It's 1/100th of a meter.
Come on, man.
Roughly.
Come on.
I'm sorry. I have no...
One-tenth of a decameter.
Thank you. I obviously don't understand how things work. If it doesn't involve pointing and clicking at some sort of screen or button, I mean, I don't know what to do with it.
That's why he has a tooth decay app.
Will you check back with us after you hear from Guinness?
Absolutely.
And could we get a case of that stuff?
Could you put it
Maybe that's why you're not hearing back. You wrote the wrong company.
No. I would like to hear back from them.
From either one, yeah.
It's
Guinness, if you're getting this, you know what? We'll take it.
We'll serve it properly.
I've reached out to Quincy Jones and many other luminaries on this program, and they have yet to respond. I think they're doing that thing that people do sometimes where they confuse KRBX with KBRX.
Uh-huh.
So I think they're emailing the wrong address. Yeah, KBRX.
Wait.
KBRX, which is probably a real station somewhere.
He calls out to all kinds of famous people, and I think that's why they don't respond is because he doesn't focus and specialize. I make all of my calls
out
to B. Arthur.
Yep.
And that's why we're in constant communication.
Yep.
The only reason why Jay has the guests he has on Comedy on Vinyl is because he takes the shotgun approach. It's fine. It's a perfectly acceptable
That's amazing. He's got all kinds of people.
You know, throw your net wide and you're bound to have some rat feces in there.
Lower your standards, throw a wide net.
You catch more flies with a shotgun than you do with vinegar.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes you just got to eat the dolphins with the tuna.
Shoot for the stars. Just the lowest one on the horizon.
One of our sketches involves our tuna safe dolphin spreadable lunch meat. So
I wish I could have played that one. It just didn't quite make the cut of the censors. We have a very strict process, but
well, that's not on the Christmas album. That's just one of the ones we've done in our past.
There's something else about spreadable something.
That's on our Shoestrings album.
Oh my goodness, they have a whole litany. Would you come back and talk to us again?
I would love to.
Best of luck with the Ho Christmas Tree album. It's Dan and Jay's Comedy Hour, and we've been talking to Dan Gomiller. Did I say that right?
You got it. It's Americanized.
Gomiller. Gomiller!
It does sound very victorious.
Yes. I will always put an exclamation point on your last name
that
from now on.
That sounds amazing.
Is that okay?
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you.
I'm going to do that too.
Thanks for putting up with us, Dan. Thank you, Ari. Thank you, Jay, if you're out there for the Comedy Hour. And we'll be back on the V3. You turn into Radio Boise.